PPM means parts per million, which is the unit of measurement that your TDS test uses. It's your total dissolved solid, so pretty much your water's hardness. What I love about the test is that on the back of it, it actually gives you a scale, and it'll tell you for your drinking water, you want your purity to be less than 50 ppm, okay? So even if you like buy water bottles, you want your waters to be less than 50 ppm. If you have a water system like we do at our house, we have a reverse osmosis, and our water is usually runs anywhere between like 7 and 14, okay? Those are the numbers that you want to see. When you're getting to numbers like 200, that is like your average tap water. That's not ideal for drinking water. EPA website will tell you once you're getting around numbers like 200, that's gonna be really actually sickening for your elderly people, your people that have like sick, different types of sicknesses and illnesses, your pregnant people, like young children and babies. You do not want them drinking water that has 200 ppm at all.